From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In northern Kentucky today, the $27 million Creation Museum opened its doors. Hundreds of people lined up for a tour of the facility, which argues that the Bible is more accurate than evolutionary science.
I think it's just awesome how they present it from Bible truth, and it's just scientific. It is scientific. You know, that people say that the Bible is not scientific truth, but it really is. If you
Some protesters showed up, too, and they criticized the museum for trying to replace science with fiction. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Deanna Ricardelli drove from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with her family to see evidence for what she already believes, that God made the universe in 6 days, that human beings were made from dust, not evolution, that the Bible is true. In part, she's made the trek for her 2 daughters, 7 and 9, who have not yet been exposed to evolution in their public school.
Well, I think it's good that they have a base of what the Bible says, because they're going to be taught evolution as a fact. And so I think it's good that they know the biblical point of how God made it.
The first exhibit you see is 2 animatronic children lying next to a stream with 2 baby T-Rex dinosaurs not 5 feet away. Creationists believe man and animals were both created on the 6th day, and therefore they coexisted. The vast majority of scientists say dinosaurs predated man by 65 million years.
And the Lord God brought every beast of the field and every bird of the air to Adam to see what he would call them.
As you enter the Garden of Eden, it becomes clear that this is as much a Bible museum as an attempt at science. The museum tries to use scientific evidence to show that Genesis is true. You see Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the red dragon-headed snake who tempts them, and the flood that the museum says occurred only 4,300 years ago. Sean Ricardelli explains all this to his daughters while watching a drama about the day the floods began.
Right there in front. The Bible says that in the last days, it's going to be the same way as it was in the days of Noah.
Asked how all those animals fit on Noah's ark, one tour guide says that only a few thousand animals went aboard, leaving easily half the ark for Noah and his 7 family members.
Over 1.1 million marriages.
It is the Culture in Crisis exhibit where the museum makes its obvious moral point.
I just want to go and get this fixed. I can't be pregnant.
One in 3 pregnancies ends in abortion.
On one video screen in a darkened room is a distraught girl calling a clinic about having an abortion. On another is a boy looking at pornography on the internet. Nearby, a church edifice is being destroyed by a wrecking ball with the words, millions of years. The Ricardellis get the intended point that if you doubt Genesis, you can ignore the rest of the Bible. And where, they say, does that leave society?
I think the first 11 chapters of the Bible is the whole foundation for life. And my personal belief is sin easily entangles us.
I just believe that as soon as you don't have truth, as soon as you get rid of absolute truth, that you just start to rationalize away the rest of your life.
The Creation Museum argues that everyone works from the same material. Dinosaur bones, fossils, and the like. They only differ in interpretation. But this interpretation is nothing if not controversial. At today's opening, several dozen protesters are gathered outside. Lawrence Krauss is one of them. He teaches physics and astronomy at Case Western Reserve University.
It's based by the idea that the Earth is 6,000 years old, as is the universe, and that goes against everything we know about science, not just evolution, which they pick on, but everything we know about physics, astronomy, chemistry, biology, everything.
Krauss says creationists who built the museum with private funds have every right to their beliefs, but he worries that the authoritative nature of the exhibits gives children the wrong idea.
This isn't a theme park. It's called a museum, and a museum is supposed to be an educational thing. And, of course, this is exactly the opposite. It's anti-educational.
But Mark Loy, one of the museum's founders, says it's more than educational. This is a Christian museum, and the main message is the message of Christ.
While this is a walk through history according to the Bible, we will be sharing our Christian faith. And if we show that the Christian faith is a rational, reasonable faith, then they're more open to listen to the claims of Christ.
In fact, he says every square foot of the Creation Museum is meant to evangelize, and that is something that will likely be embraced by some and excoriated by others. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Petersburg.